It's a program that's been a staple in most Australian households, young and old alike.
There's a bear in there.
And a chair as well. There are people with games and stories to tell.
Later this morning, a new face will be saying hello to the ABC's youngest viewers on Play School. Gadigal and Bundjalung woman Mia Madden will present her first episode this morning. And at 20 years old, she's the youngest presenter to join the team. Mia joins me now from our Sydney studio. Mia, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. How excited are you to be joining the program?
Oh, it just honestly feels unreal. Part of me feels like I was only watching Play School yesterday. So
well, you kind of were.
You're
20.
Literally. I know, but it was, yeah, I feel like once I see the first episode, it'll kind of kick in. But yeah, definitely my first day on set was one of those moments where I was like, wow, this is really happening.
Did you grow up watching Play School?
I was an avid Play School watcher. My mom had us all watching Play School from the day we could watch TV. And yeah, I probably watched it for a few years too long. But yes, I loved Play School as a kid.
Okay, that's my secret too. I watched it a bit longer than everyone else seemed to be watching it. What was it like setting foot on set for your first day?
It was one of those moments where I really prepared myself, where they're like, never meet your heroes, like it won't be what you expect, but it literally was. Like, the set is exactly how you'd envision it. Meeting the toys was like a little too much fun for me. I was like, oh my God, the toys. But everybody was so lovely and so beautiful, and all of the co-presenters were just incredible, and it really was exactly how I thought it would be.
Now, you're presenting your first episode this morning. It's a yarning and dreaming special. It will stream on ABC iView and ABC yeah. Kids at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. What's it about?
Yarning and Dreaming special was for Torres Strait Islander and Aboriginal children's. So it's just an episode where we're doing a lot of storytelling, talking about some dream time, doing some arts and craft with the amazing Christine Arnoux, singing some Indigenous songs, and really just representing our culture for Indigenous and non-Indigenous kids. And there's also some segments on there of Indigenous kids showing us their language and lifestyle. I haven't actually seen the episode, so I don't know how they've pieced it all together. But yeah, it's just a great representation of our culture and our storytelling and our dream time for all children.
And I've just got a text message from somebody saying that actually today is National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Day, right? So it's kind of a pretty significant
yes.
day. How important is yeah. it to educate younger audiences about culture and country?
I think it is really, really important, especially for non-Indigenous children, to sort of raise awareness of our culture, and for Indigenous children to show that there is representation on screen. I feel like in Australia there is quite a large gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous children, and that's the whole Closing the Gap movement. And I think that through measures like this, just on your local, you know, Play School episode, I feel like it's a really great gateway to just educate and raise awareness and just really reflect on our history and how far we've come, and also just, yeah, pay respects to the traditional landowners and their culture. And I think it's a really positive experience when it's brought in from a young age.
And the other part of it that I've always found is the stories are so rich and interesting, right? Like, beyond
exactly,
anything else,
yeah.
they're such good yarns.
Exactly. They're great yarns. We love spinning the yarns on Play School. But, yeah, I think it is really nice. And I know that kids, whether you're Indigenous or not, most love the Dreamtime stories because, like you said, they're so rich, they're so interesting, and they're so imaginative, and they're on our own soil and turf. So it's a really beautiful connection to country that everybody gets to experience.
So what else is in store for you this season?
So, yeah, I've been doing a bit of Play School here and there. So I've got a few more episodes coming out, which is super exciting. But I've also been studying law, which has been my other great passion. And then I've also been working on a few other different TV series.
Okay. Well, you take your overachieving into the day and have an excellent day because I think most people listening are like, oh. 20-year-old overachiever, Mia Madden, absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It was lovely to talk to you.
Mia Madden is the new co-host of Play School, and her first episode, Yarning and Dreaming Special, will stream on ABC iView and ABC Kids at 9 a.m. Not a bad role model, hey? You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.